Part 2. Number 11.
How about taking a taxi to the airport?
A.
That sounds like a great idea.
B.
About $55.
C.
I'll take my chances.
Number 12. You won't forget to lock up, will you? A.
No, I've got my keys in my pocket.
B.
I agree. It was a windfall.
C.
No, I'll go and get my glasses.
Number 13.
Are you living in a company residence?
A.
Yes, I left my umbrella behind at the restaurant.
B.
Yes, it's very convenient.
C.
Either one or two bedrooms.
Number 14. There haven't been many visitors today, have there? A.
Yes, it's really quite warm.
B.
I don't know what it's all about.
C.
No, not since 2.
Number 15.
Let me treat you to dinner tonight.
A.
Sorry, I don't have much money.
B.
For more than 3 hours.
C.
Really? What's the occasion?
Number 16.
You don't have any time to help me look over the survey results, do you?
A. No, you'd better ask Clark. B. Yes, we went over there this morning. C. Yes, it's in the mail room. Number 17.
Would you mind if I use the Xerox machine?
A.
No, I don't need extras.
B.
Go ahead, I'm finished.
C.
Not that I'm aware of.
Number 18.
May I trouble you for a light?
A.
We decided not to accept the offer.
B.
I'm sorry, I don't smoke.
C.
The switch is by the front door.
Number 19. Don't you have your boarding pass? A.
Yes, it's here in my briefcase.
B.
Pass me the stapler.
C.
I read about it in today's paper.
Number 20.
There aren't any experienced programmers in the company, are there?
A.
Yes, this program is working well, thanks.
B.
Because they're building some hospitals across the street.
C.
No, but they're considering hiring one next month.
Number 21. I'm afraid I'll have to excuse myself in an hour or so. A.
Yes, right around the corner.
B.
Have you got some other business?
C.
It's a national holiday.
Number 22.
Was there any gas left in the car?
A.
Please leave the light on for me.
B.
Sure, I filled the tank this afternoon.
C.
The garage was full when I got home.
Number 23. What kind of dressing would you like? A.
Soup and salad.
B.
Thousand Island, please.
C.
Fried and butter.
Number 24.
Do you think you could get me a bottle of wine on the way home?
A.
No, it isn't expensive.
B.
Sure, no problem.
C.
Yes, I really enjoyed it.
Number 25.
Can you do the research now or later in the afternoon?
A. The tape measure is in my drawer. Help yourself. B. I think he's an excellent researcher. C. I'm leaving early, so I'll have it done by 8. Number 26.
Dr. Martin isn't in at the moment. May I take a message?
A.
That won't be necessary.
B.
Absolutely. The next time you meet him.
C.
The messages are in alphabetical order.
Number 27.
Could you put me through to the sales department?
A.
It's manufactured in London.
B.
Please hold on.
C.
No, we don't give out samples.
Number 28. Could you follow what she was saying? A.
Just barely.
B.
3 times a year.
C.
I speak French fluently.
Number 29.
Can I exchange these traveler's checks?
A.
You can return them if you show me your receipt.
B.
Certainly. How would you like your money?
C.
My room is on the 13th floor.
Number 30. Wouldn't it be better to call him before we get there? A.
No, I'm expecting one any minute.
B.
Yes, you'll see two of us there.
C.
Yes, you're right. I'll try to reach them.
Number 31.
What is the deadline for the Phillips proposal?
A.
No, there is a deadline.
B.
I should be in on time.
C.
3 weeks from now, I think.
Number 32.
Would you like to go out for dinner or should we order in?
A. Yes, I'm starving. B. I feel like eating out. C. It's not on the menu. Number 33.
These aren't Heather's sunglasses, are they?
A.
Actually, they are.
B.
With a lens cleaner.
C.
She said she would.
Number 34.
Isn't there someone on the staff who knows the spreadsheet program?
A.
Spread the cloth over the table.
B.
Not as far as I know.
C.
It's in the stockholders' report.
Number 35. How do you get the photocopier to enlarge? A.
Yes, I'm sure I will.
B.
Open the front panel.
C.
It's not big enough.
Number 36.
What's wrong with this vending machine?
A.
It isn't plugged in.
B.
Yes, you can use mine.
C.
It fits beside the cabinet.
Number 37. Is this the July issue? A.
It's supposed to be hot.
B.
Check the cover.
C.
Not until July.
Number 38.
Who told you to do it right away?
A.
Yes, I'm sure it's right.
B.
I think it's not the right way.
C.
My supervisor did.
Number 39. Did you finish the audit yet? A.
I'm moving into a new apartment.
B.
Was there ever any doubt I'd finish on time?
C.
Yes, he did.
Number 40.
What caused the computer to go offline?
A.
I thought it was great.
B.
Nobody knows for sure.
C.
Maybe you'd better not.